from the iconic red carpet rollout, road closures, to Oscar-themed stores, Hollywood is making its final touches before the big night, filled with celebrities, gowns, and glamour. The red carpet stretches more than 900 feet down Hollywood Boulevard to the Dolby Theater. For many, the week of preparations leading up to Sunday night is the most exciting part of it all. One Oscar superfan has been making her way to Hollywood for 10 years now.
Just every year I keep adding pins and patches and just have a good time watching them set up for the Oscars. This year I'm rooting for Bohemian Rhapsody and I want Rami Malek to win Best Actor.
A group of longtime high school friends say they plan their trip to Los Angeles to witness preparations for the Academy Awards.
We are big-time Academy Awards fans. We're going to have a party. We're going to get all decked out in our phony jewels and our long dresses.
According to a report released by the mayor's office, the Oscars is able to generate more than $200 million to the local economy here in Los Angeles.
Here's that small latte.
We just made a bunch of breakfast sandwiches, more than apparently we've ever made. So, I mean, there's just a lot of excitement in here. The red carpet's already out.
The Academy Awards attract thousands of tourists to Hollywood from all over the world, and local businesses benefit from the money they spend.
A lot of people come here and they see the trophies, associate them with the Oscars, and they buy them. They sell out quickly.
Tickets to the Oscars are not sold to the public, but lucky winners of the red carpet ticket lottery will be able to witness the glittering arrivals from the bleachers. The Oscars this year will not have a host for only the second time in the ceremony's history. Anna Cook, VOA News, Los Angeles.